These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending June 26, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. The iOS 14 beta includes a security feature that alerts users when an app reads information on the phone's clipboard. Users of the app TikTok have reported they receive notifications about clipboard access by the app every few seconds. In a statement to The Telegraph, TikTok said the notifications were the result of a system designed to identify repetitive spammy behavior and that the app has submitted an update to the App Store to remove the anti-spam feature. TikTok did not say if it had a similar system in place on Android or if it would be removed. 9to5Mac reports that other popular apps that read clipboard content include Starbucks, Overstock, AccuWeather, and several popular news apps. Comcast is the first ISP to join Firefox's Trusted Recursive Resolver program. In addition to encrypted DNS, the program requires ISPs to pledge not to block or filter domains by default unless specifically required to do so by law enforcement and not to retain, sell, or transfer information from DNS queries to third parties. Sony announced a bug bounty program Wednesday in partnership with HackerOne that will pay up to $50,000 for those who find a major vulnerability in the PS4. The bounty program also pays between $100 to $3,000 for PlayStation Network issue reports. Apple introduced a way for web developers to support Face ID and Touch ID to log into websites in Safari. Face ID and Touch ID were built on the WebAuthn platform, so devs can build authentication using the FIDO 2 spec. The technology is already supported in Firefox, Chrome, and Edge. The ACLU of Michigan lodged a complaint in Detroit Wednesday, alleging a black man spent 30 hours in custody after facial recognition software mistakenly matched him with a shoplifting suspect. The match was made from Michigan State Police's Digital Image Analysis section, which uses software from Rank 1 Computing. Michigan Police and Rank 1 guidelines say that arrests should not be made on the basis of facial recognition. Rank 1 Computing said Wednesday it will add legal means and look at other ways to prevent its software from being misused by its clients. Rank 1 software was used in the mistaken arrest, and in addition, Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy said police lacked any corroborating evidence to justify the arrest and apologized. The U.S. state of Indiana's Supreme Court ruled that the Fifth Amendment's provision against self-incrimination protects a woman accused of stalking from having to unlock her iPhone. Now, this is not the last word on this, as courts across the U.S. have ruled differently, and U.S. Supreme Court precedents generally predate smartphones. Three U.S. senators introduced a bill that would require tech companies to comply with lawful access to encrypted information with warrants, even if end-to-end encrypted. End-to-end encryption, of course, like that used in WhatsApp, makes it impossible for anyone but a user to access data without somehow cracking that encryption or including a backdoor, which would mean it's no longer end-to-end. While not mandating how this would be accomplished, the bill would require companies to comply with warrants that request user data no matter how it was encrypted, and the bill would create a competition to offer a prize for anyone who develops a way to access encrypted data while maintaining privacy and security. Google announced new default data practices for new users. In a blog post Wednesday, CEO Sundar Pichai wrote that automatically deleting web and app searches after 18 months will be the default for a new user of Google, and users can also choose to change that to 3 months. Google's location history is off by default, but even if turned on, it will default to an 18-month deletion schedule. Google is also letting iOS users switch to incognito mode with a long press on their profile picture, coming to Android and other platforms soon. Microsoft released a public preview of its Defender antivirus software for Android to commercial customers. Microsoft Defender ATP for Android will show up in companies' dashboards with the option to deploy it to employee devices. Defender for Android can scan for malicious apps on the phone and detect and block malicious websites. Infected phones can be blocked from accessing company resources until fixed. Microsoft Defender ATP for Linux also exited preview and entered general availability. The new head of the U.S. Agency for Global Media, Michael Pack, fired the CEO, president, and board of the Open Technology Fund. The OTF has supported the development of prominent encryption projects like Tor, Signal, TailsOS, Cubes, and more to circumvent surveillance and censorship in order to help democracy activists in repressive regimes. Recently, the OTF has been lobbied to limit its funding only to projects affecting China and promoting closed-source projects. Before she was fired, CEO Libby Liu had announced her intention to resign from the OTF over these concerns. Finally, and I mean finally, Adobe announced Flash Player support will end December 31st. Users should uninstall Flash Player software on their devices before the end of the year, and the company plans to give users notifications about support ending as well. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.